WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, which is Wednesday. We're tuning in here today to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. All you need to do, and I, is to tune in to His frequency. That is, open up the Word of God, or go somewhere where the Word of God is what's preached, not people's opinions, or not books, or books about the Word of God, but the Word of God. Because we know the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. My book about the Bible is not sharp. It's the Word of God is what's sharp. And that's what I encourage you to do, to draw close to Him, and He will draw close to you. We're going to do that today. We're in the book of 2 Peter. Prior to getting started, here it is Wednesday. If it's Wednesday afternoon when you're listening, you've got 55 minutes to come by church tonight, Island Community. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We're looking at the Great White Throne Judgment tonight. You're invited at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Once again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you can't make it, you can join us online by downloading the app on your iPhone, on your tablet, or on your Android. And that is Island Community Church FL. FL's for Florida. And that will kick on live right at 6 o'clock. So if you're unable to come in person, watch online. Here today, you're going to hear the second part of what started yesterday, my sermon from last weekend. And it is entitled Damnable Heresy, as the King James calls it. Peter's talking about false teachers who bring in with them damnable heresies. And he also mentions that these people will make merchandise of you. That is, when they consider you and count you as money or chattel, and they're going to exploit you for money. Those are the kinds of people that Peter was warning about here, false teachers. So that's where we're going to pick it up, right in the middle of a damnable heresy. I think we're cutting right in on one of the damnable heresies of the Mormon church and what they believe. And it is what it is. Let God be true and every man a liar. Here's second part of this message now, Damnable Heresy.
Members of the Mormon church get baptized for people that have already died in order to get them out of hell. That's damnable heresy. For you to give someone the idea that there's still hope for them after they died, when they rejected Jesus Christ their whole life, to say, oh, don't worry, Uncle Bob's got enough money to get you out, that's damnable heresy. That's what it is. It's not any of the silly things. Damnable heresy is the Mormon church that believes God is Adam. Did you know that? They believe God is Adam. They believe God had a girlfriend and her name was Mary. Need I go on that avenue anymore? They believe Jesus is Michael. Oh no, that's more damnable heresy. That's the Jehovah's Witnesses. But anyway, the entire doctrine of the Mormon Church is damnable heresy. Because if you believe it, you'll end up with Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, or Madeline Murray O'Hare. Though you'll never see them in hell, because hell is a place of darkness. Now, speaking of darkness, Peter's going to tell us about some very evil angels and what happened to them. Now, back from the top, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Now, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily will bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. You see, it's got to be in secret. Otherwise, most people wouldn't believe it. Sort of like Democrat politicians. I stand on that. If you knew the platform, you wouldn't. Here it is. You tell me you would vote for this. Higher taxes. Well, someone might. I'm with Captain Jim here. I'm for a higher tax if it's going to save the waters out here. I'm with him on that. Makes sense. I'm not ignorant. But abortion for your children without you knowing about it? If you had the platform. Hi, I'm Paul Esposito, and I'm running for office. And I promise you, your children can have an abortion without you knowing about it. Would you vote for someone like that? No. It's damnable heresy. If you knew what they stood for, you wouldn't vote for them. They got to do it in secret. They got to do it in secret. I know a church down the street here in Cocoa Beach. All of a sudden, they had like 25 or 30 people join the church all in 1 week, and they thought it was great until the next church meeting. Would you vote for me, women? That's offensive to people. This is birthing person's day. She asking in every... It was on the news last week where a senator said, will you please explain this? He says, we don't believe in Mother's Day anymore because that's offensive to some people. So it's birthing person's day now. Would you vote for someone like that? Because if you knew what they believed ahead of time, you wouldn't vote for them, and you wouldn't let them in. And that's why we read this. Paul talks about this too in Galatians chapter 1. It says these people, they slipped in the back door, and they secretly brought destructive heresies to destroy the church. That's why we got to be careful. We got to be careful with our doctrine here. That's why I won't let strangers preach here. Because it's my job to protect what comes out of these, what comes out of this pulpit here. It's my job. Verse 2, many will follow their pernicious ways. I think we made that point. We can move on from there. By reason of whom the way of truth will be evil spoken of or blasphemed. Through covetousness, they will with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now is of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. It says they make merchandise of you, meaning they play you for money. Have you heard it before on TV? For $1,000 seed, some false teacher will do this or do that for you. Last time I looked on Benny Hinn's website, there was a charge for a prayer request. Now that's making merchandise of you, making you a commodity. Now, under these angels who sinned, verse 4, before we read this though, I want to break this down this time ahead of reading it instead of afterwards, this section here coming up. This section here is one big, as I like to call it, one big if and then. That is, it's a conditional promise. They always come to pass when God speaks them. 50-50 at best when men speak them. Like, if you forgive men their trespasses, then I will forgive you your trespasses, God says. Or, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven. That's an if and then. So now, Peter's going to give us one here, an if. He gives us an if, then he goes on to describe in detail what happened before he gets to the then. So really, verses 4 and 9 are together, which would read like this. If God did not spare the angels that sinned, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. All that stuff in between is kind of in between here. But just want you to see, when you read verse 4, that's not answered until you get to verse 9. Now, let's read through it. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them in the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Whoa, who's ever heard this before? Don't even tell me. You know, one of our interpretive challenges when we got started is people deny that Peter wrote this. Who could ever make this stuff up? Whoever would want to make something like this up? This is another example of holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. More proof that the Holy Spirit wrote this book. For if God did not, verse 4, if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell. How many of you kids knew that angels got sent to hell? Did you know that? You too? All right. But it's a different word for hell. And it's the only place in the Bible it's used. The word is the word Tartarus. And this is what it means. It means the part of the abyss where, well, the definition called them demigods. The part of the abyss where demigods were punished. Also, the place where fallen angels have been confined to. Mentioned in the book of Enoch. I've got the book of Enoch. Interesting read. Also, a dungeon. That is this place, Tartarus. Now, by Peter mentioning the name Noah, we can figure out who he's talking about. Verse 5, it says, again, if God didn't spare the angels who sinned, and if he did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly. Indeed, Sodom and Gomorrah are examples for all who would live in an ungodly manner like they did. If you live like this, then death and hellfire will consume you. But you see, today, this country boasts in its ungodliness today. Well, just the other day, I saw a bumper sticker that said, my child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. That's a joke. Would you put that bumper sticker on your car? My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. Huh? All across the schools of America. If your teacher asks you what sex you want to be when you grow up, you're in Sodom Elementary. Yeah. It is what it is. God makes no mistakes. He created you male or female for a reason. Amen. Nowadays, they throw parades for people who invite judgment and condemnation of God. Jesus said this, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Meaning, the people were oblivious to the signs of the times all around them. Likewise, now, I'm in Luke. If you notice on your handout, I'll see where I'm at. Luke is the only one out of all four Gospels that says this, for a sign that you'll know his return is near. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality. If you read Genesis 19, you'll see it was homosexuals demanding their rights is what characterized those days. Jesus goes on. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. Now, but anyway, these angels had sinned. You can read more about that in Genesis chapter 6, where it says that, well, you'd have to read it. That's not where I want to go today. But angels committed terrible sins, and God threw them, cast them into this dungeon, awaiting judgment. Now, again, back to Peter's list here. For if God did not spare the angels of sin, but cast them to hell, and did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, one of eight, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered Lot, the righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Now, verse 9, then, look at the disconnect here. He started this sentence in verse 4, and now he finishes it in verse 9. It's then. That is, for if God did this, and if God did this, and if God did this, then God's going to do this. And that is, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. So if God can do all that to evil angels and all the evil people back in the days of Noah, then God knows how to deliver you, the godly. If God can do all those things to bad people, what do you think he's going to do for you, whom Jesus died for, shed his blood for you? You've received him as your Lord and Savior. God is not willing that anyone should perish. That'll be in a week or two. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. God doesn't want to do these things to you. God loves you so much. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. He doesn't want to do these things to you. He's already showed you how much he loves you. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. These are people that refuse to bow the knee to the Lord and call him Lord. God knows how to deliver you out of trials, out of temptations in your life. The key thing is to wait on the Lord. Don't take matters into your own hands, but wait on God. Listen to this, these verses here. Isaiah 40 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is he weary. His understanding is unsearchable. searchable, meaning he knows everything that you're going through. His understanding is unsearchable. Your pain, he understands it. He knows it. Your loneliness, your bitterness, your frustrations. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men are utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Psalm 27, do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen up against me, such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, Psalm 27:14 says. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. And then in case you missed it the first time, wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 25:3, indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed that deal treacherously without cause. Psalm 30, verse 18, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all of those that wait for him. And the second half of verse 9 is for the ungodly. It says, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. So, for the ungodly, God has made his own reservations for you. And there's no escaping. I leave you today with this verse. We're going to have communion here in a minute. And we'll pick it up here in 2 weeks. After Bill preaches next week, we'll pick it up right here next week. And that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. But let me say this. For everyone who is called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. This judgment is for people that throughout their whole lives say no to God and no to his offer of salvation. That's those where eventually, the Bible says, God's going to turn his back on. That's why the Bible says, and I think it's my new favorite verse, starts with the word what?
Today.
And it's always today. Have you ever noticed that? It's always today. Today, it says, today, if you will hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. It's always today. When it's not today, it's too late. Once it is not today, then it's too late and it's all over. So Jesus says, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your hearts. He's done all the work. All you have to do is receive him. Call on the name of the Lord, the Bible says. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All of that judgment we just looked at is not for you. It's for evil angels that sinned against God. And all the people out here that refuse to bow to the knee to Jesus Christ and call him Lord. Jesus himself said hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for us. He's created you in the image of Jesus Christ. He's created you to live for eternity with him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your son, who was made a curse for us. Thank you for redeeming us from the curse of the law. Lord Jesus, by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. We receive you today. We call out your name here today, Lord. Wash our sins away. We call on your name here today. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we ease into communion now, Lord, with the same prayer. Forgive us for all the sins we've committed against you. You've says in your word, if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us from all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, right now, forgive us for our sins as we take a moment right now in private with you. Unsearchable. Here together as a body, Lord, forgive us. Forgive Island Community Church and its pastor for the sins we've committed. The sins of commission. The things of omission. The things we should have done and we didn't do. Cleanse us now, Lord. Wash us clean by the shed blood of Jesus Christ for all of these sins that we've committed. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. And amen.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Now, anything you do long enough, you get good at. If you reject the gospel long enough, you become a professional gospel rejecter. Your heart can get hard. I illustrate it this way. If you've ever been out in the woods, have you seen some charred stump of a pine, black and covered with charcoal, it's just burned over. Now, what happened? Well, there was a time that somebody came in there and cut that pine tree down, and then there comes a fire in the brush. And when the fire comes roaring by, that stump blazes. It catches fire. After a while, it burns itself out, and it's charred and blackened. In a year or so, that underbrush grows up again. Again, there's a fire, and that stump this time, if the fire is hot enough, it will burn not nearly as bright, not nearly as long, and then it'll go out. But you know there will come a time when no matter how hot the fire is, when it comes to that stump, it just jumps over. The Bible speaks of those whose conscience is seared with a hot iron. Their hearts are charred, hardened. They're like the stump that is burnt over. And that's the reason the Bible says today, if you will hear God's voice, harden not your heart.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
I choose to bow. though there's pain in the earth.